Are we going to continue the hour by talking about a food drive that's ongoing this month with CORA, the Chatham Outreach Alliance? It's the snack food drive. It runs all month long, getting food donations ready to distribute during the all-important summertime months. As we get into that season, a whole bunch of organizations and businesses are helping out with this, including us here at 97.9 The Hill and chapelboro.com. And we're joined this morning by Rebecca Hankins, who's the Development and Communications Director for CORA. Rebecca, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
CORAfoodpantry.org is the website, C-O-R-A, CORAfoodpantry.org. Get more information there. So before we get into the snack food drive, which is ongoing this month, for folks who don't know, tell us about CORA. Who are you? What do you do?
Yeah, Chatham Outreach Alliance, most of us do know us as CORA, is a nonprofit organization in Pittsburgh. We do serve all of Chatham County. Our mission is to provide nutritious food to those facing hunger across the county. Currently, we have three main programs. We have our food pantry, which is open Monday through Thursday between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for food distribution. We also have two mobile markets where we get out into the community where the need is high. So the second Tuesday of every month, we're at Nature Trail Mobile Home in Chapel Hill between 4 and 6. And then the fourth Tuesday of the month, we are in Siler City at Technology Way between 10 a.m. and 12. And that's right near the hospital. And then our last program is our snack program. And that's what this month and the next few months we'll be focusing on. Snack is our summer food assistance program for children. So the main gist of the program is that many children in our community receive free or reduced lunch during the school year. And Snack's aim is to replace those meals that they're not getting with nutritious food over the entire summer.
How many people do you serve?
Last year we served 1,100, and we aim to serve 1,200 this year. And if those numbers go higher, we will be able to serve those as well.
How have you seen that need? Has it grown a lot, like during the pandemic? Or
yeah, I think that over the past couple years, we've seen the need grow across the county. Mm. Even we've seen the numbers grow between last spring and this spring, and you know there are various reasons for that. But with children, I think the one thing that we've seen is a lot of organizations have come out to help. Mm-hmm. Chatham County Schools has done a fabulous job. They've worked so hard to make sure children have food. So we're all kind of complementing each other. But we do expect to see the numbers rise a little bit this year because some of those programs that were implemented during COVID are not going to be happening this summer as the numbers go down.
Speaking with Rebecca Hankins, CORAfoodpantry.org is the website. Again, C-O-R-A, that's Chatham Outreach Alliance, CORAfoodpantry.org. For more information on the work they do, including the snack program, giving healthy and nutritious meals to kids over the course of the summer, and the snack food drive, which is going on right now, the month before summer. So this is the time to donate if you want to, right?
Yeah, we do the snack food drive every spring. I think this is our third year. And the aim of this is, back in 2020 when COVID hit, there were a lot of supply chain issues. We're still experiencing them today. And so the food that we ask for during the food drive are some of the items that we're having a hard time getting. Some of the items this year are like Chef Boyardee, soups, snack items, things that you would expect kids want to eat, granola bars, raisins. Well, my son doesn't like that. but fruit snacks, the packaged mac and cheese, all those things that, you know, we want to make sure that we're providing the foods that kids want to eat. Mm. And then we'll supplement some of those items with much healthier foods. We will have fresh produce to distribute. We'll have whole grain pastas, rices, and other proteins as well.
And there's a list of...
There's a list of things on our website. You can find everything at CORAfoodpantry.org. And you can drop items off at CORA between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. But as you said, there are tons of businesses who are partnering with us that will have food donations been set up, so you can just drop off at local businesses as well.
And I've got like two pages
worth
of businesses that are doing food drives. This is awesome.
This is awesome. We have an amazing community that supports us.
Yeah. So again, you can head to 97.9 The Hill and drop off donations here. You're not going to be able to run through the whole list, but what are some of the other places where you can drop items off?
Yeah, you can drop items off at the Root Cellar in Pittsburgh. We have First Bank in Pittsburgh. We have a new partner, which is is Chatham Park. So there are various businesses over there. Really, the list is so long that I wish I could mention every business that supports us. But again, check it out. All the way from Pittsburgh to Chapel Hill, we have sites.
How else can people help?
Other ways that people can help Cora or Snack specifically is that you can always make a financial donation, and you can go on our website and give securely with your credit card. There is also information on other ways to financially support us. And also, we're always looking for volunteers. You can volunteer at the pantry. You could volunteer at a mobile market. And we even have opportunities at our snack sites for distribution. We have 15 distribution sites across the county that's helping us, so we would love to have some more volunteers.
And if people maybe are listening who have a business and want to be a donation spot, how do they do that?
Absolutely. They can just reach out to me. My email is rebecca@corafoodpantry.org, and I will get you a bin and get you all set up.
Sounds good. Speaking with Rebecca Hankins again, corafoodpantry.org is the website. Go there, find out more, and make sure to donate to the snack food drive. It's ongoing all month long, trying to get as many donations as possible to give to kids to get them through the summer months where they're not getting the lunches at school. What else is going on at Cora? You got a new building coming, right?
Yeah. We're hoping this fall to be opening our new building. The new building is currently up. What we're waiting on is we're going to do all the fun stuff like plumbing and electricity. And once that's done, we will be setting up as a pantry. And currently, we're distributing food curbside. Mm. But once the new building's done, it will be set up like a grocery store, and families will be coming in and choice shopping. So it'll be just like they're going to one of their local grocery stores, picking the foods that they want. And we're really hoping that that's going to happen this fall. And it's been 7 years coming, so we're
awesome.
Excited.
People want to know more about where you are right now. Where are you located?
We are located at 40 Camp Drive at the traffic circle by the Chatham Library and DSS.
Anything else that folks should know?
No, I think that, you know, we've seen, you know, the need rise over the past couple of years, mm-hmm. and we're continuing to see it rise. So we just ask people to check out our website and see the work that we do, and perhaps find ways to support us.
And again, corafoodpantry.org is the website. Go there, find out more. Anytime is a good time to support the folks at the Chatham Outreach Alliance, especially this month with the Snack Food Drive going on. It's a really important program for kids over the course of the summer. Close to, actually possibly more than 24 businesses around Chatham County and some in Orange that are hosting donation spots, including us here at 97.9 The Hill. So if you've got donations to bring by, come on by and drop them off here. You can also head down to Cora, their main location down in Pittsburgh, and drop them off there too. And again, corafoodpantry.org is the website. Go there, get more information on Cora, the full list of items that they're especially looking for, all of those donation spots. There's one close to you. Rebecca Hankins, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, as always.